Welcome back again to Breakthrough Entertainment Live on 1480 AM KPHX in Phoenix, Arizona. And this hour brought to you by Alexander's All Care Automotive Repair. Go see Alexander's. Tell him I said hi. Great guy, by the way. Just trustworthy, integrity. That's what you like in a mechanic. 3310 East Thomas Road, Phoenix, 602-956-3781. Go say hi to Alexander and Alexander's All Care Automotive Repair. I'm Dave Isaac, alongside Joseph J. Erdo.
I'm brave.
You're brave?
Yeah.
I don't think you're brave, really.
I am. I'm brave. If
otherwise, you wouldn't have a duck as a pet. You'd have a bear as a pet. Am I right, Eric?
Yes, perfectly.
A bear is the same thing as a pit bull, right?
No, I think...
I think they have the same temperament.
I think if you had a bear up on that website, you would have won.
Yeah, I probably would have. With a diaper on it?
Yes.
Yes.
On a harness.
Well,
yeah.
This is Touch the Sky by Julie Fowlis from the film Brave.
Julie who?
Julie Fowlis.
I don't know that one.
Ducks are Fowlis, aren't they?
Now, Brave, you know, there was
spelled
bears
the same.
In that. The Meredith. Merida from Pixar's Brave.
Right?
I don't watch those.
The Home of the Brave?
No,
the
Pixar's
Land of the Free?
Animated film Brave.
Never saw it. I saw Braveheart. Eric, did you say Braveheart?
I saw Braveheart.
Yeah.
That was probably much better than Brave.
Oh, yeah. Braveheart was great. Mel Gibson.
Hold on until Trisha can take her seat so she can back me up here on Brave.
My strong woman story, Brave.
She's got red hair.
She's got red hair. She has a bow and arrow. She's awesome.
And she's turned into a bear.
And she's also a princess.
Yes.
Okay,
but
my
she's
bad.
She's a strong princess.
It's based in it's in Scotland, right? Yeah. Scotland. Yeah. Scotland. It was Scotland. Because she's
Scotland.
Yeah.
I always get confused between Scotland and Ireland.
Yes. Wait, that's why you have a mic.
Yes, the mic amplifies your voice
yes.
over the air.
Really? Okay. I heard that.
There we go.
Well, she's trying to back me up because she apparently watches
Didn't help.
These movies.
No one heard.
Unlike you two.
No one. YouTube.
Okay.
YouTube.
No, you too.
No, you too.
What I was saying is that Brave is a Disney show.
Oh.
Movie.
It's one of a Disney movie. It's one of their newer princesses.
Pixar.
But it's the first time that it's been a strong female character that doesn't necessarily dress all prissy.
Yeah.
Okay.
And
but I like Aladdin, though, that show.
I like Aladdin,
yeah.
too.
But think of Jasmine. She dressed like, you know.
Jasmine?
A girly princess. Girl. A princess. Princess Jasmine.
Oh, Jasmine,
you know
course.
What? We need a new co-host.
Hello.
Yeah,
your
Jasmine.
Granddaughter is named after her.
Yeah, but spelled differently.
Okay,
yes, Dave.
But named
See?
After her.
I know these
You're
things.
Fired.
All right. Donald Trump here in studio, ladies and gentlemen. Yeah, Donald
Ooh,
Trump. What
Joseph
do you say?
Has become emboldened.
Emboldened. No, he's a Trump.
Well, come on, Brave. I mean, it's not like I'm
that
referencing.
Was, his voice went up 2 octaves.
Because
Trump.
I can't get over you don't know these things.
All right. Who won the poll?
You don't even know the reference.
I don't even know the poll. Are you from
Here,
Poland?
There's 4 polls in the middle of this table holding our mics. Let's go.
Yeah.
Okay, go.
Well, anyway.
Anyway.
Today is Breakthrough Entertainment's Bear
yeah.
Show. That's why we're playing all songs from movies.
Of bears.
That have bears in them, yeah.
How
I like it.
We could say bear naked.
No, that's a different
show. That's the wrong
show. That's
spelling.
Eric said no to that show.
Eric, bare naked spelled any way is still bare naked.
Well, let's
Am
see.
Right?
We had bare naked
Especially
dating. We
ladies.
Had the girl from Bare Naked Dating.
Yeah. And she,
that's what's on your mind still.
Yeah. Yeah, it is, actually.
Wow. Wow. Well,
I think they canceled the show, babe. Sorry.
They did?
Yeah.
Speaking of inappropriate relationships.
Yes.
I'm good at these
Great
segues.
Segue.
Yeah. Yeah.
Great segue. Great segue.
Let's talk about 5 to 7. It's another movie that just opened yesterday. At
Not
the,
to be confused with 9 to 5.
Right. That's
Dolly
completely
Parton.
Different. This is 5 to 7, and literally 5 p.m. to 7 p.m.
Oh.
2 hour
About
period.
2 hours, yeah. Anton Yelchin plays an aspiring novelist who enters into a relationship with a woman with just one catch. She's married, and the couple can only meet between the hours of 5 and 7 each evening. Olivia Thirlby, Glenn Close, Lambert Wilson, and Frank Langella also star. So, you know, Anton Yelchin, talented guy, right?
I don't know. Who is he?
Oh
my gosh. Jeez.
Well, you know,
he's
from
Star Trek.
He didn't get much sleep.
Like
it is tax season.
Yeah. Okay. Well, he's also in Chum Scrubber.
Well, let's go back to Star Trek. Who is it? Which one?
I don't know their names.
Babe, there's a thing called Google.
Yes.
See, it's on his
All right,
shirt.
I have to Google it.
Yes.
Fine.
Google Anton, and then you'll see.
Okay. So before we review 5 to 7,
what's his name? Anton Yelchin?
Hold on. Before we talk about 5 to 7, we need to bring on someone who's very familiar with this whole setup in terms of being married and having relationships just between 5 and 7.
He's great, Anton Yelchin. He plays...
No, Anton Yelchin's not on the phone. This is Bobby.
No, but he's the little guy. What's his name in Star Trek?
No, Bobby's not a little guy. How you doing, Bobby?
Hi. Well, my relationships were cut. I was very well instrumental in taking my calendar, and from what I could figure, I needed an hour's worth of marriage.
Yes.
And the rest of the time, I was business and other stuff going on.
Pleasure. Oh.
No, not pleasure.
No pleasure.
I'm very specific. I wanted to comment on the prayer. Mm-hmm. And the interview you guys had with her. She's a very insightful woman, and because I am bipolar and the depressions were very severe in my past, the only way I could make it to work, or there were a couple of prayer lines I would call before I left for work because I didn't know if I could make it that day. And that got me through a lot of really tough times, believe it or not.
Wow.
And it was just like that little spark of hope. It was almost like in the bottom of my soul, there was no fire left. There was only like an ember that was barely glowing. And when I got off the prayer line, it would like glow a little more. And eventually it caught fire. But they were very beneficial to me. I would never say anything bad about a prayer line. And I was very fortunate to get people who were so good and so kind and so compassionate.
I hear a bird in the background. I mean, is that...
That's my pet bird. Don't. No. GPS has got me down. Let me go and get back in the bunker.
Ooh.
Okay.
Uh-oh.
And Joseph.
Yes? I know I didn't call you yet. I'm sorry.
Joseph, you've got to. There's that film festival coming up. It's the 60th. It's the Friday. It's the 17th or 16th at ASU West.
Of April?
Of April.
Okay.
From 1 to 7, and I will be there. And I've got people trolling for your women, but if you don't call me, I cannot give them any direction. And if I don't meet you, I cannot give them any direction.
Well, I will give you a call. I still have your number, and I have the instruction on when to call and whatnot.
Yeah, good.
Eric wrote it all
down.
Yeah,
and the film festival should be of interest because these are... people, children, and adults with a little bit mental retardation, however you want to call it. That's a very broad brush.
Yes.
But it should be very good documentaries.
Well, you know, also, you'll want to stay tuned. In May, Dave and I will be reviewing a film called Where Hope Grows.
Oh,
and it's got
like
a
that.
It was at the Phoenix Film Festival, and we've
Excellent
got an interview.
Movie.
We've got
nice.
An interview with the star of the film as well as the... as the director, and so I'm sure that you're going to really enjoy that film.
Oh, very much so, because I think the more you talk about mental health issues, bipolar, the shame releases its grip on me and people, and you're born on a wild horse. And if you can control and work with that wild horse, the creativity, the brilliance, the genius can be released. But until that happens, you're stuffing down everything with the shame factor.
True.
So, bless you for interviewing her. That was very good and made my heart sing.
Well, and you've got to see the movie, Bobby. I mean, it has humor, but I think it's a very good movie.
No, that's not a problem. That's on my list. That would be a worthwhile movie for me. And Joseph,
yes,
get off your lazy butt. If you want a woman, you've got to do some work.
Okay.
And
that's talking to me.
And I do want to say, Bobby, thank you for expressing that. It could help other people.
It does.
Because I agree with you on these prayer lines. I some are just life-saving, really.
They are. I was never going to do suicide because, number one, I believe I would have to reincarnation. I'd have to come back and trudge through the whole, you know, pile of crap all over again. And I just couldn't do it. So I said, we've got to make it through it his way, Lord, Allah, whatever. Or, you know, I'm... between a rock and a hard place.
Are you Muslim?
No, but I give everyone credit. I don't know what I was born hatched as. I still think my mother found me under a cabbage leaf and raised me because she thought I was cute.
So you're a cabbage patch doll.
Cabbage patch doll.
I could be.
Yay!
You know, that's why I run around and scream when everybody's angry with me that I'm going to go out back and eat worms.
Uh-oh.
Oh. And then you can invite Joseph over for some worm eating.
Well, we'll save some for Frozen.
Oh, yeah. Does Frozen eat worms, Joseph?
No, he's never. He's not allowed to.
Actually, he's not a carnivore?
He's eaten cockroaches and stuff before.
Oh,
okay.
Wow.
Yeah.
Do you have a lot of cockroaches?
Well, you know, if I find one, he enjoys one.
So you have cockroaches at home?
No, you got to realize there's cockroaches outside. Those are the bigger, those are the
big ones.
Cockroaches. The little ones in somebody's house means they're a dirty person.
Yeah.
So
the big cockroaches, if you put harnesses on them, about 10 of them can pull a wagon.
Wow.
I've never tried that. You know, I did want to, I because of what you said, it made me think of something that I had seen recently. I'm sorry, I didn't
go,
put
go,
my...
Go.
Yeah, there was something... Oh, shoot, now I lost it. Just a second.
French fried cockroaches?
We can enjoy those if you want.
We'll go and have some...
Speak of it as I hang it up. It'll come to you. Okay, you guys, doing a good job. Thoroughly enjoy.
Thank you. I'll do my best and give you a call.
Because I want you to see this film festival. Yes. I will even buy your ticket, for God's sake.
Oh,
$8.
Wow.
Uh-oh. Well, okay. You know, okay, so here's my quote. Although no one can go back and make a brand new start, anyone can start from now and make a brand new beginning or a brand new ending.
There
That's
you go.
From Carl Bard.
I like that.
I like that quote too. I
Pretty
keep it with
cool.
me because I think it's nice because
Pretty
you know
cool.
what? You can't change the past, but what you do now can change the future.
There you go. We get a lot of power.
Yes.
Nicely
yes.
said.
Thank you, Bobby.
Okay.
Thanks,
Bye-bye.
Bobby. Have a good one.
And thank you. And that's Joseph's cougar.
Okay. Well, speaking of 5 to 7, I don't even know where I'm going with that. But 5 to 7. Oh yeah, because Bobby was saying how you know I've got to you know get a girlfriend and all that stuff. I don't have time for one unless it's one of these 5 to 7 relationships. I'm too busy working on the show.
But you don't want to have it be a married person.
No, I don't.
Respect their relationship.
That's true.
Don't make them single.
But the actress here, Berenice. Marlowe. I don't know.
I hate Marlowe. I like Riesling.
Well,
that's
very good.
That's Merlot.
Well, the actress here, the French actress, she's you know quite attractive, but the premise of 5 to 7 is simply too adolescent to carry much significance. It may work for a project that maybe is played for laughs, but the director here attempts to extract true meaning from it. It fails to do so in even the slightest fashion. This is supposed to be a romantic dramedy. It comes off as a chauvinistic male's fantasy, slowly but surely warps into some sad sack story someone would tell about the childhood crush they had on their babysitter. I mean, by the end of it, I felt like, you know, this was someone's story that they would tell someone later in life. And, this is the relationship that I had with my babysitter. You know, very, very weird.
Yes.
You know, it's refined and mature atmosphere. It's not only a deception, it also nullifies what little entertainment value the motion picture possesses. You know, 5 to 7 is a thumbs down. So if you're at the Harkin Shea, definitely go and see Dial a Prayer. Do not go see 5 to 7.
Ooh, okay.
Berenice was hot in Skyfall.
Yeah.
Skyfall.
Yeah, see? So if she was married and she was you know maybe entertaining the idea of a 2 hour relationship per day, would you say you know if you were single?
I'm sorry, what was the question?
Would you entertain the idea of a 2 hour relationship per day with her if she was married?
No.
No. Well, you're a good guy.
What if she wasn't married?
No.
What if,
I mean, okay, let's put it this way. If she wasn't married and I was single,
yeah.
Yes.
Hey, sure. Yeah, we are. Okay, so let's take a quick break. Another one of Disney's movies about a bear, Brother Bear. You ever see Brother Bear?
I did not like Brave.
I liked Brother Bear.
You didn't like Brave.
I did not like Brave.
The
because
Land
it reminded
free.
Me too much of Brother Bear, which was a much better movie. On My Way, Phil Collins, great soundtrack.
You
yes,
said
it did
Butter
have a
Bear.
Great soundtrack.
Yes.
Brother Bear.
Butter,
Brother Bear.
You said
Brother.
Butter. You said Butter. Butter.
I'm backing up
Brother.
On everything
you said
I
Butter.
Just said the last
Brother.
10 minutes.
Margarine. Margarine. Okay. And this is Breakthrough Entertainment live on 1480 AM KPHX in Phoenix, Arizona.
Bear Baby.
We'll be right back.
I'm on my way, and I can't keep this smile off my face. the stories that we tell will make you smile. Oh, it really lifts my heart. So tell them all I'm on my way. New friends and new places to see. And to sleep under the stars. You could ask for more.